From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Maria M. Silva reports in the Times Union that for the second time, the Summit Lake Conservation Group, locals opposing a housing development in Philmont, have won an Article 78 lawsuit against the project. The Woods proposal would build 16 expensive homes on 22 acres of land overlooking the lake where eagles nest in the center of the Columbia County Village. Columbia County Supreme Court Justice Richard Mott has now annulled the Planning Board's approval of the housing project twice. Joseph Miranda, an architect and Summit Lake Conservation Group member who owns a home by the lake, said, and I quote, "People don't want to be pushed out of their homes here, and I feel like there's a great fear of gentrification. I hear from both renters who have been pushed into this town from Hudson and other places that they are afraid of being pushed again. I hear from people who have lived here forever. This is their hometown, and they don't want big change too fast. Unintelligent or unsustainable development is a big problem people are worried about." End quote. Locally, there is an affordable housing crisis, with few projects building less expensive housing proposed anywhere in the Hudson Valley. This high-end housing project from Clover Reach Partners, a division of Claverick Builders, also does not address that issue. The conservation group says these homes would sell for $750,000 to $1 million if this project was allowed to proceed. The expensive homes would go on property separated from Summit Lake by an 11-acre conservation area traversed by the Joshua Essex Trail, which connects the village and a dock on the south side of the municipally owned lake. The court has ruled that developers misrepresented the state's fire prevention and building codes when they proposed a narrower road for the project than what's required by the state and I quote, denied citizens the rights to fully participate in the public hearing, end quote. Members of Philmont's planning board did not return calls for comment after the second time the court undid their approval for the project. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that protesters rallied in the rain on December 3rd at a March for Free Palestine rally in Newburgh. Among several issues, they called for Representative Pat Ryan to support a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and oppose any further additional military aid to Israel. Mia Inouye, a protest organizer, said they wanted a different plan than the current bombing. Inouye said, and I quote, "It could be a two-state solution. It could be a one-state solution. We don't have a position on that. And I don't think it's our goal to decide. But we know the only way to keep Palestinians and Israelis safe is to have an end to the occupation of Palestine, whatever it looks like," end quote. An estimated 1,200 Israelis were killed during the initial attack by Hamas on October 7th. The Israelis have attacked Gaza since then, killing an estimated 15,000 Palestinians so far. Several local protests and rallies have been held in Albany, Kingston, Catsville, and Newburgh since October 7th. Read the full story. News 10 in Albany reports that many cannabis retail stores are expected to open soon throughout New York State after a court injunction halting the licensing process was lifted on December 1st. The Conditional Adult Use Retail Dispensary License Program is moving forward again now after a very slow start. Christine Richardson wants to open the Royal Flower Store in Albany and said this is, and I quote, "relief for us. Now we can finally move forward. We're kind of hoping that it's going to be a quick process," end quote. More than 2.5 years after New York legalized cannabis, less than 30 stores are open in the state, mostly in New York City. And you can read more about this story at News 10 in Albany. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.